Vermonters are proud of many things: maple syrup, skiing, a presidential candidate, and of course, cheese. Gordon Edgar, a professional cheese buyer and overall cheese enthusiast, is the author of Cheddar, A Journey to the Heart of America's Most Iconic Cheese. As part of his research, he visited Vermont and went on a statewide cheese tasting tour. Jane Lindholm recently spoke to him about cheddar.
You travel all over the world tasting and buying cheese. What makes Vermont unique when it comes to cheddar?
First off, I would say that Vermont cheese, Vermont cheddar specifically, has its own real flavor. It tends to be a little more sharp, a little more bitey, a little more bitter, even a little more sulfur than you get in the flavors of cheddars in other parts of the world or other parts of the country. We get a lot of people coming into our store, and you can kind of tell if they're from the Northeast or Vermont specifically, because they come in and they say, "Don't you have any real cheddar?" You know, that's like the first question. They come in kind of angry because they can't get that kind of flavor everywhere. But then, you know, we talk to them, and we do have Vermont cheddar, so we usually, you know, can satisfy folks. But it's a real particular kind of regional flavor that people who grow up with, you know, they don't want to eat any other kind of cheddar.
Tease that apart for me. The reason why it's that sort of bitey, very strong flavor has to do with how it's actually made. But also, you say, because of the way that cheddar developed and because of the way the cheese business developed in Vermont. So can you take it piece by piece? First of all, what actually goes into making a cheese that has that bitey flavor? And then why is that Vermont specialty?
There's a lot of things still to discover about cheese making in general. There's a little bit of science that we're still figuring out about, like, why cheeses taste exactly the way they do. But there's definitely regional differences of the flavor of milk and the flavor of cheese. And the ones that occur in Vermont, I mean, different people have put out different kind of hypotheses about that. And, you know, when I use terms like bitter or sulfur, you know, I'm using them kind of in a professional way, not as an insult or not as a subjective that's good or bad, but just kind of those are the flavors you get. They definitely have this almost garlicky, truffly, sulfur, bitter, you know, whatever you want to call it. It comes from the water, the soil, all those kind of things that go into the grass that the cows are eating. And then that transfers its way into the cheese itself. I will also say that the next step of that is back in the olden days, all cheese was raw milk cheese. So you'd really taste that. You'd really taste regional differences because there wasn't the pasteurization process that does kill bacteria. So, you know, you were always kind of, for good or for bad, tasting whatever in the cheese, whatever you would find in the soil of the area. As we get to the modern day, you know, a lot of cheeses are pasteurized, even some of the really great cheddars out there. So often, sometimes they go for a flavor that's not regionally specific, but sometimes you're adding cultures back into a cheese just to make it taste like the cheese in that area usually tastes. And you can kind of design that. You buy the right cultures to do that. And more and more, those things are being kind of isolated. So you can buy a culture for your cheddar to make it taste a certain way.
So people are doing sort of reverse engineering that regional flavor back in.
Yeah, some of that and more of it is happening in kind of designer cultures. I live in San Francisco, which is an urban area, so people are from kind of all over the place. And so we get a lot more kind of experimental cheddars, I'd say, than regionally specific cheddars for our region. There's kind of a real trend in cheddars to go for a sweet, like crystalline cheddar. It's almost like cheese candy. I mean, not quite that sweet, obviously, but it's the kind of thing that you can buy the right cultures to make your cheddar taste that way. We don't see a lot of that coming from Vermont. Like I said, Vermont has its own regional specific flavor.
Vermont also still has a lot of very small scale cheese operations. The Cabot Cooperative is a notable exception, but still, by some standards, that's a relatively small cooperative. But do you think that affects the way our cheddar tastes and the Vermont brand of cheese?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think it does. Cabot has, you know, it definitely has its own flavor, too. It's the third largest name brand producer in the country because there's also factories who make, you know, kind of house brand cheeses as well. But I think that, you know, what's also unique about Vermont is that a place like Cabot works with the smaller producers of the state to some extent, like, you know, the partnership that they have with the sellers of Jasper Hill. Here you have a 40-cow dairy basically working with the biggest producer in the state. And that is definitely, you don't see that everywhere. But I also do think that one of the interesting things about Vermont cheesemaking is that some of it predates, I mean, if you look at the way that cheddar kind of changed historically, The big date there is 1851, and that's when cheddar first started to be made in a factory. And obviously history doesn't, you know, change all at once, so it was over the next 20, 30 years that cheddar became kind of an industrialized cheese, that it became, you know, really made, you know, made not on the farm, but made in a cheese-making facility. You know, and it became another 50, 60 years after that that cheddar became really industrialized. Vermont cheesemaking predates that. Vermont cheesemaking predates the factory era of American cheese, whereas if you go to, say, Wisconsin, Wisconsin started with that era. So I do think that there's really different things about Vermont cheesemaking because there's still roots back to the past. I mean, you have, you know, Crowley cheese isn't still being made in the Crowley's kitchen, obviously, but that's where it started, and it can trace its roots back longer than any cheesemaker in the country. You have places like Plymouth who, you know, neither of those places make a cheddar exactly or not as their main cheese. But these date back to the 1800s, even if there was some stoppage of production or, you know, with Plymouth. And I think that that really does give some kind of living legacy to the cheese in Vermont that's unique.
Hmm. There's a through line that you can really see.
Yeah.
You opened the door here, so I feel like I can ask because you mentioned Wisconsin, and, you know, Wisconsinites are pretty proud of their cheese. They are the cheeseheads. But Vermonters often look at Wisconsin cheddar with disdain because they just picture the dyed orange cheese. So, first of all, what's up with the dye? And do you think Wisconsin cheese is better than Vermont? Because we can turn the microphone off right now.
Vermont cheese is clearly the best cheese in the world.
Good. That's the right answer.
Clearly. The history of annatto, if they want to put it strongly, it's like the history of fraud. If you want to put it not so strongly, it's the obvious conclusion to, if you're trying to standardize cheese and you want it to look the same way every time, you're going to use annatto because then you never see the seasonal differences in the milk.
And annatto is what makes it orange.
What makes the orange cheese. I mean, I think Wisconsin cheddars are just, they're just different than Vermont cheddars. And the people there, I was just in Wisconsin, and I had the same conversation there where people were saying, well, if you're going to talk about Vermont cheddars, we can turn off the mic. So I think it's great that people feel strongly about their regional cheeses. I mean, I think that definitely you would say that Wisconsin cheeses are not, or Wisconsin cheddars are not as challenging as Vermont cheddars, speaking in general. But I think there's some great cheeses made there as well. You know, I'm not going to lie.
Do you think cheese really does have an influence on or some effect on culture? I mean, we just spent a couple minutes joking about our rivalry with another state over cheese. And that's not something we all go around in our daily lives thinking about. But clearly there is pride in many places about cheese and it affects the economy. How do you think cheddar and cheese have that place in Vermont's culture and economy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that when you go to Wisconsin, the cheese pride is everywhere. I mean, it's in the airport. It's, you know, I have yet to get a cab or an airport shuttle or anything like that where somebody finds out I work in cheese. They don't start telling me about cheese, not asking me. They start telling me about cheese in Wisconsin. But, you know, Vermont handles it a little differently. Vermont people are really proud of their cheese making, but it's not quite so showy. As Wisconsin is, you know, you can't buy, you know, cheese heads in the airport as easily in Vermont as
That's
you can
right.
in Wisconsin. But, you know, for Wisconsin, it's the largest cheese producing state in the country. They don't produce as much milk, but they produce more cheese than anywhere else. You know, for Vermont, the cheese making actually, in terms of percentages, is a larger part of the state's production than any other state. It's not the largest part of Vermont, but it's a larger percentage of the overall economic production than, mm-hmm. than any other state. And, you know, that's really important. For Vermont specifically, I think it's really important in terms of kind of maintaining what people think about when they think about Vermont. I mean, when you think about Vermont, you think of these, like, hills and cows on the hills. It's what people come to Vermont for. It's, you know, it's cheese production being able to still continue in Vermont means that the landscape, this kind of working landscape, this farm way of life is still possible. And I think those are really important ways that cheddar influences both the culture and the economy of Vermont, for sure.
Gordon, I love cheese. I mean, I really love cheese and I love cheddar. And, you know, cheddar is a staple in my fridge. But even I couldn't spend years researching cheddar and writing a book about it and thinking about cheddar cheese all the time. How did you do it and why?
I work full-time selling cheese, so at Rainbow Grocery Cooperative in San Francisco. So that's my day job. The cheddar, the cheese book, you know, was really done on my on my spare time and kind of when I was doing other buying trips and things like that. So I won't say I'm obsessed with cheddar every moment of the day, but for me, it was really a matter of answering a question that I'd had ever since I started in cheese like 20-some years ago, which was, why is American cheese the way it is, American-made cheese? Because, you know, when I started 21 years ago, people would come in the store and if they were doing something for themselves, you know, they'd buy, you know, a cheddar or whatever. But if they were doing something for friends, they would be like, okay, well, nothing American. Because American cheese had such a bad reputation 20 years ago, even amongst Americans.
Yeah.
But here we are now. I mean, we're clearly in the middle of this American cheese renaissance. We're in this moment where there's probably more good cheese made in the United States than there ever has been in terms of diversity, in terms of different styles, in terms of original cheeses. But my question was always, like, why did we need to have this renaissance to have this cheese? What caused American-made cheese to be the way it was? And I realized at some point that cheddar was the answer to that. The way that cheddar became industrialized, it changed cheese from a farm product to a factory product, and the way that that industrialization really mirrors the American food system and the way that it's changed and the way that it's become more industrialized, more consolidated, and less flavor-oriented and more efficiency-oriented. And so understanding that while still loving cheddar was kind of my mission over the last few years. I don't even know if this book would be possible without Vermont. My publisher, Chelsea Green, is in White River Junction. Paul Kinstedt, who's a dairy scientist in Vermont and who's written a couple books himself, was a huge influence on learning some of the history behind this. And there's just so many great cheddar producers in Vermont that gave such a unique story that I'm not really sure that this book would be as interesting if Vermont wasn't around and making great cheese.
Gordon Edgar is the author of Cheddar, A Journey to the Heart of America's Most Iconic Cheese, and a professional cheese buyer. Gordon, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jane.